hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Dales.
This is the official radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Flexible and affordable season ticket plans are available. Check out ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs are back at it tonight after falling 2 out of 3 games in Denver against the Rockies over the weekend. They're in San Diego to start their series with the Padres tonight. John Lester takes the mound from the Northsiders as he will face the Padres and Edwin Jackson. Coverage starts right here, 8:35. That's when Mark Grody's pregame show begins on 670 The Score. Other Cubs news today, Tommy La Stella finally did make it to AAA Iowa. He had spent the last couple of days down in AA. He did report to AAA Iowa today, though, and declined to speak to reporters before their game. Bears return to practice tomorrow. They prep for the all-important third preseason game this year. That happens Saturday at Soldier Field when they welcome the Kansas City Chiefs. Baseball, White Sox off today. They host the Phillies for the first of two. That starts up tomorrow night. Other Major League Baseball news today, Steven Strasburg is headed to the disabled list. He has right elbow soreness. More bad news for the NL East pitchers named Steven Matz of the Mets headed to the DL. He has shoulder soreness. David Freese of the Pirates gets a 2-year extension today. And some day baseball. The Dodgers beat the Reds 18-9. Adrian Gonzalez, a monster day for LA. 3 home runs, 8 runs batted in. College football today, Tyler O'Connor named the starting quarterback at Michigan State. Also today, all 4 of Ryan Lochte's major sponsors ended their deals with him today. And Steelers guard Ramon Foster today told teammates to start saving in case 2021 features a lockout. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet. And MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-631-0600. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 8:35, when the Cubs take on the Padres on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Bernstein.
Go Bears!
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's talk to a bear, as commanded by Mike Ditka. We are going to do this on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Visit them today for oil changes starting at $18.99. He is Bears fullback and one-time rugby star Paul Lasique, who is on Twitter at PLasique2 and with us on The Score. Hi, Paul.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How's it going for you in Bears training camp? As I saw, all your teammates appear to be hurt at this point.
Yeah, there's a few people going down, as you know, the camp grind, things like that. So injuries occur, and so other than that, everything's going smooth.
Paul, clearly we want to talk some Bears football with you, but we also know that you have rugby in your history, that there is an important match coming up in a couple months. But before we get to that, I'm just curious. At what point, what caused you to make the jump or make the switch from rugby to what I guess you probably knew as American football?
Yeah, well, I was actually serving a Mormon mission in Birmingham, Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, where the Alabama and the Roll Tide they play. And so I ended up watching one of the games and went to a few of the tailgate parties, and that's kind of where I got introduced to football. And then had a BYU sponsorship to go play rugby there, and then decided to give football a go. So that's pretty much the route to where it came from.
We realized only once before in the 17 years of this show had we talked to somebody with a sir in front of his name, that being Sir Nick Faldo. But we get to do that again right now because he was knighted by New Zealand, his home country, one of the greatest rugby players of all time. Richie McCaw joins us now as well on The Score. He's on Twitter at Richie McCaw. Hi, Richie.
G'day, how's it going?
Well, it's going great. Here with Paul Lasique, and as one of the great New Zealand All Blacks of all time, we can ask you about the upcoming event at Soldier Field, November 5th, New Zealand and Ireland. What is that matchup going to mean?
Oh, it's going to be pretty cool. We played a game against USA back in 2014 there, sold out stadium. It was pretty awesome. So, you know, the team's pretty excited about getting back there. Having the Irish there, every Irishman on the East Coast or around, they'll be there. So it's going to be a pretty cool weekend, I'd say.
I've got to ask Paul, and forgive me for not knowing all of the history here, but Paul, maybe this is a regular event for you. Maybe you and Richie are buddies, but how cool is it for you to be on the radio show here with Richie McCaw?
It's freaking awesome. I'm not going to lie, I grew up watching him. He was probably playing when I was about 10, 11 years old. And so he started playing the All Blacks. And so it's kind of a real honor just to hear his voice, to be honest.
You know, we had an email here from a longtime listener who is the son of a Kiwi. And he said, this is a great day for all Kiwis who listen to this show. He said that Richie McCaw is the Derek Jeter of New Zealand sport. He is the Tom Brady of New Zealand sport, a legend of the game, beloved by men and women up and down the two islands. Well, that's quite something, Richie. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's certainly nice of him to say.
Yeah, well, it's nice of him to say. I don't know if it's true either. But, yeah, I know. And, well, just from my point of view, to hear Paul's story is pretty awesome from a New Zealander, you know, to get in the big time, yeah, it's bloody awesome, mate. So it's cool.
A question for both of you, and maybe Richie, you first, because I want to get Paul's perspective as a player. But I'm just wondering, culturally, how New Zealanders view American football because of the starts and the stops and the violence. There are so many similarities, but I always wonder as sports fans, where it fits and how New Zealanders feel when someone like Paul says, all right, well, let's try this new challenge. Let's put the plastic hat on and go see what we can do. Where the cultures may cross and where they're different?
I guess, yeah, a lot of Kiwis probably don't follow a lot of what happens. They sort of understand, you know, that yeah, they've seen on TV a little bit. I know in the All Blacks, you know, there's a bunch of guys that follow it quite religiously. You know, they have their teams and they play fantasy league and all sorts of stuff themselves. So they follow it a fair bit. But just from a sportsman's point of view, I look at those big guys and just, you know, we play against big guys, I know, but some of these fellas that crash into you and the football, man, I'm glad I play what I do. But I think it's just a bit of respect for you know, a fellow sportsman, really, from my point of view. But Kiwis, I don't know, you get the odd one that says, oh, you know, they're all padded up, they're you know, not like the rugby players that don't have them. But from what I see is that the crashing and the bashing is a hell of a lot tougher than what we get. Paul might be able to say a bit more on that, but there's certainly a healthy respect, I must say.
Paul, but how about your perspective? And I don't know if you had to, like you say, you're on the Mormon mission and got exposed to the game. Did you know anything about it when you were still in New Zealand?
No, I didn't actually. I just, you know, watched it here and there, but I didn't really know anything about it. The first game that I actually went to, you know, I was on the sideline padded up at college, and so that was a cool experience, but to answer the question, I totally agree with Richie. I mean, growing up in New Zealand, you watch American football. We call it gridiron down there. And, you know, we see these guys with the pads on and things like that. And that was my perspective. Although, you know, these guys are wearing padded up and, you know, mustn't hurt. It's kind of a sissy sport, this and that. But, you know, and then I soon realized that it's quite a dangerous sport, too. You know, with the helmets and the pads, you know, you can also be seen as used as weapons and things like that. So I mean, I've been smashing both sports, to be honest. But I mean, it's both sports. I mean, it comes down to it. These guys are physical. I mean, it's a physical game with both sports. And so I definitely think, like, football with the concussion issue and things like that might be a little bit worse. But, I mean, you know, both physical sports. Differences are definitely conditioning. You know, I'm about 220 pounds when I'm playing rugby and about 260 when I'm playing right now playing football. And so, you know, different conditioning. Rugby, you obviously run a lot more as you're doing football. And so that's a little bit of difference.
Richie, Paul just made a fascinating point, because there is a school of thought here in the States that one way to alleviate the concussion problem with American football is take off the helmets. Is there a concussion concern, a concussion problem, a concussion epidemic in rugby?
Look, definitely in the contact sport, there is episodes of that. I think it isn't any different to the way it was, really. Some of the collisions are getting more, but I think there's just a lot more awareness of it. You don't just go back out in the field if you have had knocks and stuff like that. And I think, you know, the rugby unions, both in our national one and also the world one, are really taking it quite seriously about, you know, making sure good people are looked after and not put out in the field when they shouldn't be. I don't think you can ever eliminate it, because then it wouldn't be contact sport. But certainly when you don't feel like you have protection, you know, perhaps the helmet or whatever, you are a little bit, you know, you make sure you get yourself in the good positions and stuff to look after yourself best you can. But, you know, you don't want to put your head in the sand and say there's no issue. There's definitely in all contact sports, but I sort of feel that they're really trying to make sure that it's not something that's sort of swept under the carpet.
You mentioned that the All Blacks played the USA Eagles back in 2014 in Soldier Field, and it was a crowd of 61,500, and it was a tight affair the entire way. The All Blacks only won 74-6, so it was obviously close. It was nip and tuck the entire way. It was mostly just finally blew it open at the end. But the truth is, I watched much of that game because I was fascinated. And my son, who was 9 years old at the time and is a huge sports fan, loved watching it. And I think people should know that while it may be the sport may literally be foreign to them, it is a sport where the athleticism, where the flow, where some of those, what's going on, a guy's being thrown in the air on the lineouts, the precision passing, the speed, it is actually quite easy, I think, for an American sports fan to appreciate the level of elite athleticism on display. I know I certainly could without knowing every individual rule.
Yeah, well, I think if you go and look at it for the you're right about the athleticism. You know, it's a bit like, it's probably similar to football when you think about, you want the guys to get ball in space and be able to, you know, beat players. That's what you try and do. And there's a few subtleties that are a bit different between the sports. But one of the cool things I think people appreciate is, and perhaps this is where it differs from football, is, you know, you can be at one stage be defending, and all of a sudden you've got to switch straight away into attack and be able to, make sure your skills on both of those are just as good. And I think that's, you know, the game doesn't just stop. It can flow for, you know, a minute or even longer before the whistle goes. And I guess, you know, people, if you're looking at it from that point of view, you know, can appreciate those sort of skills and see what the guys are going to do. I think sometimes as rugby players, we don't totally understand what's happening around breakdowns and stuff like that, but it seems to work out all right.
Yeah, one thing that also looked very familiar to me is something that Paul, I think, can speak to, and that is in the Chicago Bears rushing attack this year, a staple of their rushing attack is what is referred to as the zone blocking scheme or stretch cutback. Rather than just running behind guys shoving forward, it is almost a rugby-style philosophy of having the offensive line move out to the side, create those holes, and then the ball carrier picks a spot, sticks his foot in the ground, and goes. So I do definitely notice a similarity between stretch cutback running game and what's often done in rugby. Is that fair to say, Paul?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's one of the biggest things though, and in football is that you're able to block for someone and follow a lead blocker like a fullback. And, you know, in rugby, you're trying to create your own holes. You know, you don't have anyone out in front of you blocking for you or anything like that. And so that's the one challenge that rugby players have is that's part of the game, you know, is trying to create your holes, you know, doing cuts and things like that. and football, because there's no, I guess, line of attack, it's just everyone coming from different angles to that one ball carrier. And so that's the thing about football, is that, you know, when you're running an outside zone play, you're trying to create those holes by spreading out the field as opposed to just an inside run play, you know? So, yeah, there are a few similarities as well in rugby and football, definitely.
Richie, I'm curious, one of the highlights for me in the Olympics, maybe not for New Zealanders, was seeing the guys from Fiji win the first medal in the history of the country. And apparently everything about the islands revolves around rugby. Are they the top level of competition for the All Blacks and the other countries around the world?
Oh, definitely at sevens, that's been their strength. They've always been one of the strong teams. Like, that's all they grow up, you know, in their villages playing, every evening, throwing a ball around and stuff. And, you know, they're great athletes. And you're right about it. I've been to Fiji a few times. The Fijians know more about New Zealand rugby than Kiwis do. They absolutely love it. And, their Prime Minister's the president of the rugby union, so it's fairly ingrained. So to see them win, you know, it would have been nice to see New Zealand win, but, the second best is definitely the Fijians. Like, what it'll do for that country, I'm picking still partying. They're great people in that regard. They absolutely love their rugby.
Now, you could say that somebody's made it when they're made a knight. You could also say somebody's made it when a movie is made about a person's life. And indeed, a film titled Chasing Great is going to be released in cinemas September 1st. And it is the story of Richie McCaw's life. Is it a documentary, or do we have, like, Matt Damon as Richie McCaw? How does this work?
No, it's a documentary style. So my father filmed a bit of footage when I was a young fella playing rugby and stuff like that when I was growing up. So I've used a bit of that, and then they sort of didn't follow me around all the time, but over the last year took some bits and pieces around the All Blacks and around the World Cup and things like that. So yeah, it's a bit scary actually when we're getting towards where it's going to come out. I'm sort of getting a bit nervous, but hopefully people enjoy it.
Richie, I have to ask, can I assume you're going to be in Chicago at some point prior to the match or for the match?
I'm going to be up there for the game, yeah.
Okay.
It's a photo round, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and here's where I have to go. Paul will recognize me Wednesday when I grab him on practice. I'm just one of the many Bears reporters around. But can we kind of set up a date here? My guess is if Paul is freaking out about being on the radio with you, if you guys could spend a few minutes together when you get to town, that would probably be pretty cool. Is there any way we can make sure that happens?
Well, I'm not sure what time I get when I'm getting there, but I'm sure if we've got time, I'm sure we can make that work.
Paul, maybe you could have Richie out to Hallis Hall and show him the other sport and let some of your teammates meet the greatest rugby player of all time.
No, let's pad him up. Let's run him through some drills. Yeah, put some pads on him.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Yeah, take him around Hallis Hall. He probably came the last time he was here in 2014, but we also...
No, I didn't actually. A few of the boys went out and had a look around the Bears training camp because I think you guys had time off at that point, or a week off.
Yeah. You guys are coming. It's another bye weekend, and so there's some photos around Hallis Hall of... I can't remember who it was, but a couple of the players came in and put on some pads and smucked around and things like that.
All right, so we're gonna talk to Richie's people, and we're gonna talk to Paul's people. We're gonna see if we can make this happen for everybody. The marriage of Chicago Bears football and New Zealand rugby.
Sounds good.
Sounds good, Mike.
Guys, we appreciate it. The match between the All Blacks and Ireland is going to be November 5th at Soldier Field. This is really fun. Glad you could both join us. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That's Paul Lasique and Sir Richie McCaw, guests.
You just get the feeling talking to Sir Richie McCaw that there is less than zero pretense about anything there. Just a guy who likes going out and having beers with the guys and being the world's greatest rugby player.
Must be a nice life, right?
Yeah.
Someday the Hub Arkish movie will be made also.
Yeah.
The Boers and Bernstein show. You have the score.
Breaking Bears news and the hottest Bears topics. Every morning live at 5 with Molly and Henley. Plus the latest on all of Chicago's teams. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Get Realtor. Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden have been linked together for more than 30 years, first as superstar teammates on the Mets, then as friends battling drug addictions, and more recently as the subject of a documentary. They were supposed to be together again at an event in New York last Thursday, but Doc did not show. The New York Daily News ran him down. He said he had minor health issues. Daryl says that's not true. Daryl told the Daily News, quote, "He's a complete junkie addict. I've been trying behind the scenes to talk to him and get him to go for help, but he won't listen. He thinks he can manipulate and BS his way through everything," end quote. That is scary, chilling stuff. Dwight, people do want to help you. Not everybody is so fortunate. You've got to take advantage of that. It's a sad, sad story. Hopefully it does not end the way it sounds like it might. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, my name is Bill Bates. As a former convenience store owner, I sold tobacco items every day to customers who longed to quit but had very few healthy alternatives. I sought products to help these customers and discovered Jake's Mint Chew, made from USDA certified organic mint. Jake's packs like chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. If you want to provide Jake's Mint Chew at your store or are looking to quit dipping yourself, go to jakesmintchew.com. We're available in 11 delicious flavors, including new apple spice. Chew healthy, chew mint, and order your Jake's Mint Chew today.
Be a part of summer's last big party. Chicagoland Speedway hosts 4 days of tailgating, music, and racing. Get ready for the top drivers in NASCAR, the biggest names in music, and a weekend filled with friends and family at Chicago's fastest loop, September 15th through the 18th. This is an event you and your friends do not want to miss. Get your tickets now at chicagolandspeedway.com. Chicagoland Speedway. The chase starts here.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
This season, hit a home run with the pros at Lakeshore Recycling Systems, who'll expertly handle your recycling and waste diversion needs. LRS provides market-wide construction and demolition removal, roll-off container services, and comprehensive waste and recycling collection services, serving tens of thousands of residential, commercial, and municipal customers. LRS operates a growing fleet of natural gas-powered trucks fueled by the passion of over 500 dedicated employees. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote at LRSRecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste solutions provider.
With Wow Choice, you can build your own plan. Just pick an internet speed, choose a cable package, and keep adding. So whether you're Mr. Juan Moore Suspense,
don't go in that door,
Mr. Philip on Comedy, or Mrs. Penny Saver,
Harold, have you seen my ledger?
There's a plan with your name on it, like 30 meg internet plus cable plus your choice of one premium channel for as little as $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. That's Wow Choice. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Tag Heuer, the official timekeeper of the 2016 Bank of America Chicago Marathon, has chosen a select group of Chicago area runners that represent the Tag Heuer mindset of mental fortitude, perseverance, and inner strength. Runners like John, a teacher who sets challenges for himself to keep moving forward and be a healthier example for his young son and his students. Or Rigoberto, a former Marine who fights the good fight every day to honor the fallen and stay strong, trying to live life to the fullest. Tag Heuer Watches celebrates the achievements of
of individuals who challenge themselves to reach a goal they once thought impossible. Be inspired as you watch and listen to these powerful stories of perseverance and find out what obstacles they've fought to get here and prepare to run 26.2 miles on October 9th, trained by elite coaches from Fleet Feet Sports. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon and find out why these Chicago area runners don't crack under pressure.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. More washability, scrubability, and affordability. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer starting at just $23.98 a gallon. That's up to $40 less than other paints claiming to do the same things. And it stands up to anything you throw at it, staying beautiful for up to 2,500 scrubs. We count it. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer starting at just $23.98 a gallon. Exclusively at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Workday. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, this show is flying by. We started talking a little bit about what was going on at Notre Dame and Devin Butler and how they haven't, there's been no formal charges yet. I just talked to a source who's close to the situation. And as I mentioned early in the show, that not surprisingly, that Notre Dame has been in touch, back channels, etc., with the police department, with levels of law enforcement to try to figure out how to either avoid charges, lessen charges. They're doing what schools do in this case. And if not only motivated by their own self-interest, couching it in the interests of a young man who they'd want to keep from having a felony charge on his record, I am told their efforts are not going well. That's all that was said was the local police department is, for the moment, now this can all change, it's all very, very fluid, and it depends who what phone rings and who picks it up and who's on the other end of it. But at the moment, the police really want a battery charge.
Yeah, what I had heard just prior to us coming on the air from talking to some of my people down there is that if there is leniency here, it's more likely to be in the sentencing end of it than the charging part of it, that apparently no matter how they spin this one, he really went after this cop and took him down pretty hard.
It was bad.
Yeah,
and he started punching him and punching him and punching him.
You know, and I think part of what's probably going on here is not that it's happening necessarily in South Bend, Indiana, but with all of the issues on the landscape today between police and public, everybody is dotting I's and crossing T's.
That is a very good point. And anytime there is an incident like this, immediately what happens is, regardless of the individual police officer's history, it then becomes part of it. It becomes an issue saying, has this particular officer been involved in any questionable cases, any concerns, any, and everybody's history. There's so much context now, and they have to be so careful about how this is all done. There's no sort of garden variety, yeah, we'll take care of it anymore.
Yeah, what I did hear from this one source is kind of, you know, the what most people are saying with some certainty is this one's never going to trial. This is going to be a question of how it gets charged and how it gets pleaded and how it gets handled. But this is something that benefits nobody to you know, turn out in some big public display in court.
Correct. And the point is, it's one thing to say you think you're doing right by a young man mm-hmm. who had a bad night. Mm-hmm. But if he battered a police officer, he should be charged with battery.
Well, not only if he battered a police officer, but if he was as uncontrollably inebriated as he was, he may be crying out for help, you know, and helping him isn't necessarily by getting the charge dropped, but it's by looking at the big picture and figuring out the best way to deal with this, you know, for the rest of his life.
And conscientious law enforcement and lawyers will probably take some of that into account. But ultimately, if he committed that crime, he should be charged with that crime and punished for
the
it.
Issue they have with this is that, and I'm told that there is video. I don't know if it was body cams or dashboards or whatever, or even the security system at the club, whatever it may have been. If the one thing we all seem to be hearing is that the attack was particularly violent. And if it was, when it comes to charging, you can't justify that. You can't say, oh, well, there were extenuating circumstances. The reality is you cannot batter a police officer any more than a police officer can batter a citizen. And so it makes it really tough not to go with the felony charge.
After an update, there's a burgeoning football story that it's not necessarily good. It's not a scary story or anything, but it's something that is starting off that's going to make life very, very uncomfortable for a player and certainly for a general manager with an investment in that player that was questioned at the time. I'll tell you what I'm talking about in a moment.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Schepkowski. Flexible and affordable season ticket plans available, ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs are back at it tonight there in San Diego to start their series with the Padres. John Lester gets the ball for the Cubs. He'll face Edwin Jackson in the pitching matchup. Lineup for the Northsiders is out. Here's how they will play. Fowler leads off, play center. Bryant batting second, playing left field tonight. Anthony Rizzo batting third, playing first. Zobrist and Russell up the middle. Jason Hayward back in the starting role. He bats sixth and plays right. Javier Baez gets the start at third base. David Ross catches in batting eighth. John Lester, as I said, pitching and batting ninth. Pre-game coverage for that one starts right here at 8:35 on 670 The Score. Tommy La Stella today did finally report to AAA Iowa. He had spent the last few days in AA. Bears return to practice tomorrow. They prep for the third preseason game of the year. That happens Saturday at Soldier Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. White Sox off today. They host the Phillies tomorrow. Other Major League Baseball news, Steven Strasburg headed to the DL with right elbow soreness. Steven Matz of the Mets also headed to the DL, shoulder soreness, the reason there. Day baseball today, the Dodgers get an 18-9 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Adrian Gonzalez, huge afternoon, 3 home runs, 8 batted in. Also today, Ryan Lochte, all 4 of his major sponsors ended their deals with him today. The scoreboard update brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes. And tune into The Score today for the BBVA Compass pregame show prior to Cubs' first pitch. I'm Nick Schepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball. Next game on The Score tonight at 8:35 when the Cubs take on the Padres right here on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So here's a story from Yahoo Hub. This is your old buddy Eric Edholm. He writes, plenty of athletes seek help for their mental struggles between the lines, but it's rare to see a rookie do it before his first game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers rookie kicker Roberto Aguayo, one of the most accomplished college kickers in recent history, has been off to a rough start to the preseason. According to team insider Roy Cummings, Aguayo is consulting both a kicking coach and a mental coach after missing an extra point try and 2 field goal attempts in his first 2 professional games. Former NFL kicker Ryan Longwell and former Bucs special teams coordinator Billy Miller have been enlisted to try to help Aguayo with his mechanics. The mental coach is there to help repair Aguayo's confidence, which he says has been shaken a little bit. Aguayo missed 32 and 49-yard tries Saturday against the Jaguars. The Bucs suffered through kicking problems most of last season with the NFL's 3rd worst made field goal percentage as a team. He said, I'm just focusing on relaxing and sometimes not thinking about it too much. When you're overthinking, like, okay, I have to do this and this and this, you get too many thoughts in your head. Sometimes you have to sit back and relax and just kick it. That's the mindset going into practice and throughout this week. Quite the alarming development for the player. The Bucs traded 2 draft picks up to take Aguayo with the 59th pick in the 2016 draft, the highest a kicker has gone in almost a decade.
I don't have all of my 2016 draft stuff with me. I'd like to check a couple things, but I do remember specifically that we being ProFootballWeekly.com, Greg Gabriel, former Bears director of college scouting, is our lead scout, although we do check with other sources, had him clearly rated the best place kicker in the draft, and we had him as somewhere between a fifth and seventh round draft pick.
Which is high.
It's very high. Often the best kicker is a priority free agent. So that was that when the Bucs did what they did, kind of everybody stopped and said, what did they just do? And the one stat I'm pretty sure of, I want to double check this, but I'm reasonably sure that his longest college field goal was like 48 yards.
I was going to say 50. Yeah.
I think it was 48 yards. And you know, for folks who don't follow it that closely, the college goalposts are wider than the NFL goalposts. And it just, in the second round, it seemed like a monstrous stretch.
Even if he's the greatest kicker of all time, one could make the argument that that's valuing him improperly.
And what our audience, I'm sure, will find additionally interesting to all this is that if you don't know, the GM who did this is Jason Light. And if that name sounds familiar, that is because the two finalists for the Chicago Bears job when Phil Emery got the job were Phil Emery and Jason Light.
After Chris Ballard was an initial target. And there was at least supported by one faction.
He was a candidate who allegedly withdrew his name because he wasn't pleased with the way the interview went. I'm told he wasn't going to get the job whether he withdrew his name or not. You know, so
he probably knew that.
That's all. You know, I mean, he will get a job eventually. He's very highly thought of. But in this case, you also should know that the reason Jason Light got the Tampa job is he was hired by Lovie Smith. Lovie was given complete control of that roster, and he hired Jason Light in part because Lovie's network was never that good, and one of the few guys he knew from when he interviewed with the Bears was Jason Light. So this is going to be a really interesting story to watch develop. I'm not sure that he's the right guy in Tampa, and this pick could be his sword that he falls on. We'll see what happens.
I mean, this is, but just to me, how it's alarming that he wouldn't just be saying, "Oh yeah, you know, rough couple games." Mm-hmm. The fact that it looks panicky to me. And I don't know if this is Aguayo's choice or this is the team that's this worried. Either way, this is what panic looks like. That publicly now, it's clear they're bringing in a team of people to get your second-round rookie draft pick to be a non-mental case.
Well, and the problem with place kickers is that this is very much like a golfer who gets the yips. I mean, this is... I'm trying to think.
Or the pitchers that lose the strike zone.
Yeah. I mean, it happens, and unfortunately, sometimes it sticks for quite a while. Who's the golfer I'm thinking of who was like number one in the world in the late 90s? David Duval. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they say it was just the yips, but he got the yips and never came back from it. And he was at one point, you know, if not number one, one of the top five in the world. So, you do worry about this having long-range effects on the kid.
It's one thing if he's just not great and say, well, you spent a second-round pick on this. But when already you've got alarm bells ringing this early in the preseason that you're all kinds of outside consultants and help this poor kid.
1 week ago, John Robinson, the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans, traded Doriel Green Beckham, who was the 40th pick overall in the draft last year. He was a Titans second round pick, taken higher than him. And people said, whoa, what's going on there? But here's a kid who was off trouble in college.
That was high risk, high reward in the pick. I mean, everybody knew it.
You knew it. And beyond that, because of all of his troubles, he didn't play that much. And when they made the pick, it was a little controversial. But at 6'5", 237, you understood it. Nobody understood why the Bucs were trading up to take this kid in the second round.
And Sebastian Janikowski was a first rounder.
He was a first round pick, yes.
And Sebastian Janikowski has been...
He's had a great career.
Great.
He's not going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's not necessarily an All-Pro, but I think he's around like 15, 16 years now with one team, and he's had a very, very good career. As a matter of fact, Ray Guy was also a first round pick of the Raiders. And are they the only two punter and place kickers who've ever gone in the first round? I think they may be. There's been a couple other second and third rounders.
I forgot Ray Guy was a first round pick.
Yeah, Ray Guy was a first round
and
pick.
And is a Hall of Famer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there Russell Erksleben, I think, went in the first
Texas.
Round, didn't he? Yeah,
yeah
I think he may have.
Russell Erksleben was a kicker and punter.
Yeah, and I think he may have gone in the first. I'm not sure of that, but he may have gone in the first. Well, people will be texting any minute because they're looking it up. And
Russell
in front of me.
Erksleben reference, yes. And he kicked when they still had the plastic block for place kicks that they would bring out there and set there to give you that advantage. And it was until like the next accomplished punter kicker who they thought might be able to do either, correct me if I'm wrong, was Chris Gardocki.
Chris did both.
Out of Clemson,
Chris
isn't
was
it?
A fourth round pick.
He was, but, mm-hmm. but again, very high yeah. uh-huh. because he was considered viable as either.
Jason Hansen was actually a second round pick, one of the great kickers of all time. But first rounders, Guy and Janikowski were, and I'm thinking Erksleben was, and I can't think of anybody else. Todd Sauerbrunn. Actually, Sauerbrunn might have been a second or a third rounder, but he was definitely not a first rounder.
And he was a
strange human being.
Yeah, there wasn't a single person.
I liked Todd. I found him entertaining.
I
enjoyed
him.
Yeah.
His teammates hated him.
He had some gas problems.
He had all kinds of issues, man. It's just that nobody, I mean, it was, and he sought me out as a rookie. He came up to me after they shaved his head, shaved patches in his head, and they tortured him and all that. And he came and said, I don't know what they're doing to me. Why are they doing this to me? I didn't do anything to them.
Wasn't a horrible kid, but he had teammate issues in more than one city. He did.
Charlie Gogolak, a kicker taken by Washington in 66. And the Cardinals took punter Steve Little in the first round in 1978.
Little sounds right. Gogolak doesn't, but I'm sure somebody looked it up, so I assume they're right.
But hey, if it's probably Rick Camps. So you have to assume he's right.
Oh, I thought it was a texter. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't know who you were.
No, it would be Rick Camps.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong screen. I'm looking at the wrong screen.
Don't you dare doubt Rick
Camps.
Yeah,
no. Steve Little sounds right. Yeah, I had forgotten about Gogolak.
312-644-6767. Some of the responses,
I forget about Gogolak. Yeah. I was 8 years old.
Some of the responses, too, to the angry woman about athletes not putting their hand over their heart for the national anthem. All sorts of confirmation here from many members and former members of the military and from people who work in public schools that hand over heart is for the pledge, that hat off and stand at attention is considered perfectly appropriate for the anthem.
Yeah, that's always been my understanding.
Mine too.
It's not that anybody is against the flag or unpatriotic or any of those things. It's just you kind of got the wrong symbol there.
312-644-6767, the Boers and Bernstein Show. You have the score.
We are the radio home of Cubs baseball.
There's a deep drive to left off the bat of Addison Russell. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Reaches the concourse.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the Cubs.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Tonight, time for the Mattress Firm Labor Day sale. You can get store-wide savings of up to $500 on the best brands. Queen mattress sets are starting as low as $179.99. And when you go into Mattress Firm, you find the mattress that's just right for you. You can get Sealy Firm or Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen sets for just $299.99. And plus, and this is important, no interest financing for 5 years. So for 72 hours, this Friday through Sunday, you can get the best financing offer with no interest for 72 months. But right now, save up to $300 instantly on select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. Now, I have the Tempur-Pedic Breeze, and it's life-changing, and I didn't know. I'll be completely honest with you that when I entered into this deal, I didn't know, and I thought, okay, fine, it's a new mattress, and it'll be great, and it will just sleep, and it'll be normal. It's not normal. It really is. I felt like I should have done this a long time ago, and the technology now of what can be done, especially with the adjustable base and what that can do for you and change your attitude and change your altitude, whatever part of your body you want to lift up. And it works. And right now, for the first time ever, you can save 50% on select adjustable bases. And Mattress Firm is everywhere. You know, it might have been Sleepies you might have known or seen around. Well, those are all now Mattress Firm. So everywhere in the Chicagoland area is a Mattress Firm near you. Sometimes one near you, sometimes two near you. At some point between home and work or work and home, you're going to have an opportunity to go into a Mattress Firm. And you should do that because you lie down on some of these, you work with a mattress professional, you explain exactly what your sleep habits are. and Mattress Firm will help you shop as informed as possible and with as much confidence as possible. So go in and do that. Now is the time for the Labor Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Find coverage based on your budget today. Stay in control of your spending. Insurance and your wallet splendidly blending. Be so happy, pappy, you'll just want to dance. Found a policy that fits you like painted on pants.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-351-7213. Our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-351-7213. 800-351-7213.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
Kick off the school year with A-plus savings and huge deals at Sunrise Chevrolet. Like 16% of MSRP cashback on select new 2016 Chevy vehicles. Shop our huge selection of top-of-the-class Chevys, like the Cruze, Malibu, or Silverado. Or lease a new 2016 Chevy Equinox LT for just $199 a month. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com today.
Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Cashback on select vehicles to qualified buyers. 39-month lease, $32.19 due at lease inception. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Down and through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Have we only taken the one phone call from the angry woman about the athletes not putting their
Sharon
hands
was
over
it,
their
I
heart?
Think, yeah, I think Sharon was it so far today. So do we take a chance with John here? Is that the question?
Yes, absolutely we do. And because we've had a ton of guests on. So we got some time here on a fast-moving Boers and Bernstein show. If you want to be part of it, 312-644-6767. John and Logan Square, you're on WSCR.
Yeah. About the situation, all I know is what I've heard and stuff like that. But I think this kid's only saving grace would be if depending on if this cop was in plainclothes cop and he didn't know it was a cop, or was he in uniform? Did he know it? And if he did that, if he knew he wasn't, he tackled him. I mean, that's going to be hard to get out of trouble. But if he was plainclothes and he didn't know what it was, I don't know where it was it dark, whatever, that might be able to buy him maybe some saving grace. And not to say what he did was right anyways, but... You know, that might be able to buy him some way out of it.
Well, I know there was more than one cop there, because a lot of the bouncers and security guys at some of these South Bend establishments are off-duty policemen. But this wasn't that case, as far as I understand. This was not a privately paid security person who also happened to be a policeman. This was a policeman who was responding to a call because of a fight outside between two women.
Well, now, see, and Dan and John, I've actually gotten a different take on it from several different sources. My understanding is that what happened is that the initial call was for a fight inside the bar, that police arrived, broke up that altercation, came outside and found two women fighting out by the curb. And that it was the same officers who were in the bar who then went outside. Butler apparently went outside. I've heard no explanation as to why, other than he was just over the top drunk and became irate and went after this cop. I don't know, to be honest. My guess is if they were responding to a call is that they were in uniform. You don't usually
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you don't send plainclothes guys to respond to a call.
Unless a guy happens to be right there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But it's a Saturday night in South Bend when they know the players are off. If that police department wasn't prepared for something, you know it's the same stops, the same places. It was like, you know, there's another bar where Jimmy Clausen kept getting in trouble. I forgot the name of that one, but they're not that
so
far from each other.
You know, John, you make a fair point, but where it breaks down is that regardless of whether Butler was too drunk to know or not, to any reasonable person, they knew that these were law enforcement officers trying to break something up. And he literally tackled the guy and went after him so violently that he had to be tased to get off him. So I'm not sure the no uniform, even if it was true, would work for him.
So here is something as official as we might see, and this was sent by Tom. And he said, this is from the Cornell University Law School Legal Information Institute. During a rendition of the national anthem, this is conduct during playing, says when the flag is displayed, A, individuals in uniform should give the military salute at the first note of the anthem and maintain that position until the last note. B, members of the armed forces and veterans who are present but not in uniform may render the military salute in the manner provided for individuals in uniform. And C, all other persons present should face the flag and stand at attention with their right hand over the heart, and men not in uniform, if applicable, should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at the left shoulder, the hand being over the heart. So that would be some official legal instruction. And again, that flies in the face of what we've heard from members of the military and former members of the military who were told that for civilians it was stand at attention. I don't know. Whatever.
I've always done it just as a habit. I don't really know where I got it from. And I've never been offended by anybody who didn't have the same habit I did.
And the wonderful thing about this country is you can do whatever you want.
I mean, well, I'm not going to go there. I started to go somewhere that's not going to take us to a good place.
And according to Ramblin' Grimace, Russell Erxleben was taken 11th overall by the Saints in 1979.
That sounds right. Yeah, I knew it was the Saints. I just couldn't remember if it was the first round or not. That sounds absolutely right.
And Erxleben, was he a straight-on kicker?
I believe he was, and he was an absolute bust. He only lasted a few years, yeah.
Because the last, and I was a kid during the final, or like the last gasp of straight-on kickers, and it was the guy in Minnesota named, was it Fred Cox?
There was a Fred Cox.
Does that
yes.
ring a bell? Mm-hmm. There was the Cardinals' Jim Bakken.
Yeah, I believe Tom Dempsey was fairly well after Cox, though. And, of course, he was a straight-on kicker.
Right. He didn't have much of a choice.
No.
Because he only had half a foot. Mm-hmm. I guess you could swing it sideways if you want. But it was because and Bob Thomas was already with the Bears, and he was soccer style. And
Bob was there in the 70s. And he
right.
Was,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But Mark Moseley was the longest surviving straight-on
kicker.
Well,
I want to say that Garo Yapremian was the original soccer style. I could be wrong about that. And he was like mid to late 60s. Mark Moseley was still kicking for Washington in the 80s.
In the 80s,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because he was on that Super Bowl team in 82 during the strike year.
I mean, I remember when I was early on at Deerfield High School, they still had a straight-on kicker.
Mm-hmm. But Erksleben, I believe, was straight on, and I think he was probably the last of the highly touted, if you will.
Has it been... I'm wondering why some retro hipster hasn't figured out, like, that it's kicking is so solved that we know now kicking's so good and it's clearly soccer style. Has anybody ever tried to find some like massive guy and just revisit straight on kicking at any level? Because it seems like one of these kind of retro things, like the guys that ride the penny farthing bicycles or something just because they think it's cooler.
I'm sure it's clear to much smarter people than me why soccer style would be better than straight on, but I can't really see why.
I'm half joking, but it's like one of those things where I always expect some guy to come up in baseball with the Ty Cobb hands apart on the bat because they think they've figured something out.
But here's the thing. I mean, think about just a natural move or motion for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always seemed to me that I could get more power straight on than soccer style. Obviously, it's not true.
Because you don't have the torque.
Well,
half of the power, then
it's like a golf swing. If you can get your hips and your ass into it, then you're in better shape.
That's exactly what it is, a golf swing.
Right.
Gino says, when you guys are talking about Roberto Aguayo, he says, living near Tampa, he said, from what I read and hear, management has encouraged Aguayo's seeking help. There is already the sense around here that this is a huge bust, a desperation move from the beginning. And Jameis Winston has made such progress after a decent rookie season. The offense is much improved. A good kicker would be a great asset. But common sense started to creep in only weeks after this emotional pick. The flaw in the pick wasn't that they grabbed a kicker or whether or not Aguayo was worthy of going so high. It was the misestimation that they had to grab him when they did. Mm-hmm. He wasn't on anyone's board. He would have been available in the third round and likely the fourth. It was the desperate nature of the move that garnered the most criticism.
Yeah, and I think that number that jumped out, and again, I could be off by a yard or two, but to do it for a guy who'd never hit a 50-yard field goal, just everybody said, what? You know, wait a minute. You know, and he wasn't even, I mean, he had a couple misses inside of 45 and 48 too. He was for the most part, very accurate. But it was just a bizarre pick. And everything I understand is he's a good kid and you hope it works out for him, but obviously it's off to a horrible start.
He's Hub Arkush in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We have more to come in the final hour of the show. You have WSCR The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
If all five guys are healthy and pitching the way they've pitched, I don't really see how you keep any of those guys off your playoff roster. I think they all have value.
Lynn Casper on The Score is brought to you by WOW. There's a plan with your name on.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio.
Like tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.